this striking put the journalist and the media institute in a very critical situation. We have more than 50 journalists have been stuck in the fighting area for more than 5 days. Many media have been hit by explosions. This put the life of the journalist in Sudan under risk. We call many times for the both parties of the fighting to secure the protection of the journalist during their coverage. But no one cares about that. This is something but the life of most of journalists who are working for local media or international media or regional media under risk. Plus that, there is a huge raining of fake news and hate speech, which put the journalist under pressure to fabricate what is the realistic and what the fake news, and to avoid the hate speech. This is all things make the environment where Sudan's journalists working a very difficult situation.
Have there been any attacks on journalists or incidents of deaths or injuries during the current fighting?
We have our colleague, a photographer, Faiz Abubakr. He was injured by a bullet. And we have our journalist, Muhammad Al-Fatih. His house has been hit by explosions. And our colleague, Al-Jamil Al-Fadil, while he's driving with his family, he was under shooting for a minute before he was able to leave the area with his family. We have some journalists receive a call from some people threatening them, if you continue doing this, we can kill you. Unknown people, we don't know them. Because of the war situation, even they cannot file a case in the police or to go to court so as to protect themselves.
Times of conflict and crisis, these are critical times for the work journalists do, getting the truth out to the people. But today, if you turn on the TV in Sudan or the radio, you either tune in to a side that's supporting the army or someone who's supporting the RSF. Everyone is just fueling the current fighting. How has the restriction of the freedom of press affected this conflict?
The journalists, sometimes because they want to save their life, it is difficult for them to give the truth, because if they give the truth, they can be under attack from one of the parts of the fighting. And we have the case of our colleagues who are working for the national radio and national TV. They have been stuck for a week inside the national radio and the national TV. And now the national radio, for more than 2 weeks, it's not broadcasting. And also national TV is broadcasting on and off. Also, the journalists are not free to move because the fighting is everywhere and they cannot reach the place where they can collect the information.
Wednesday is World Press Freedom Day, and it happens that Sudan is in the middle of a brutal and bloody conflict. What are your reflections on this special day for journalists at this critical time Sudan is in?
Now, we are, as a journalist syndicate, we are preparing a statement calling for the safety of Sudanese journalists under this war, and saying one of the main things have been affected by this war is the truth. And we are working on to establish a center that secures the protection of the Sudanese journalists.
Even before this conflict, how would you describe the general state of press freedom in Sudan before this conflict that began on April the 15th?
We have witnessed many, many situations. After toppling of Bashir's dictator regime, we have a widely of freedom of expression. After the coup in October 2021, freedom of expression have been affected. We have been witnesses, some radio have been shut down, no flow of the information. The journalists are not free to move to any part of the country, which something witnesses during Bashir dictator regime came back. And now we are witnessing the effect of the freedom of expression during the war and the fighting.